All right. So we're going to start talking about what did these three people say? Right? What did they say? What did Moshe Rabbeinu, it said, Masul Anshe Knesset Gdola, the whole thing. So what did they say? Heim Amru, Shlosha Dvarim. They said three things. They were, Hevi Musunim Badin, be patient when you judge. Hemidu Tamidim Harve, you should have many students. Vasu Siyagla Torah, and you should make a fence around the Torah. Okay, famous Mishnah. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes on a whole rampage over here. And basically, he introduces here one of the main pieces of Hashkafa that exists in the works of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And it's right here. It's here, it's in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he writes it many times. And in order to fully appreciate what he's saying, you have to have some historical background here. He was coming at the heels of the rise of Hasidus. And at the rise of Hasidus, there became a strong influence of doing things which were other than learning, spending time on many other areas which were not focused in learning, having to do with Yiras Shamayim and Avodah. Now, obviously, both you need both. There's no question about that. And obviously, there was a need, whatever. But what he's coming to say is that, in his opinion, the early Chassidim had put too much of a focus on that, and they made all the other things the ikar. And the learning took a beating from that. It became, not the focus. Okay? And, obviously nowadays, Chassidim became much more into straight Torah study, and then the everyone else became much more into Chassidus. Right? Rabbi Malkiel Cutler said, Rashi of Lakewood, he said that his father, almost every drasha would say something over from the Shem Yishmol. It was so the Chassidus Torah made it into the Litvish Yeshivas, and the learning concept made it much more into Chassidus. Everyone much more, is kind of on the same, it got closer. But in those days, it was not that way. In those days, that was not the case. And therefore, the early Chassidim, they fed off of a feeling of, lack of meaning for people and all that. And the followers ended up putting a very strong focus on the Yiras Shamayim part and on all the other parts of Yiddishkeit, and not so much on learning. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner comes in this paragraph and in many of his other Sfarim as the main opponent to the Chassidim. Because who was the main opponent to the Chassidim? Obviously, everyone knows that, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was the main opponent of the Chassidim. Mm-hmm. And the Chaim Volozhiner, who was his prime student, took that position after the Vilna Gaon was nifter, that he was fighting the Chassidim. As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon put the early Chassidim in Chayrim, some say. It's not clear exactly what happened there, but fine. But the point is that, this, what we're going to learn now is, where he presents his shita about this. Okay, it's very interesting. But we're not going to get to all of it tonight, but we're going to start. Okay? So he says the following. Amru Chazal, V'hoya emunas itecha choysen yeshuais chachma v'das. That means even if you learned all six Siddarim of the Mishnayos, all six. Afilu Hachi, the Gemara in Shabbos says, "In Yiras Hashem, if you have Yiras Hashem, he oitzaroi, then you have it. V'ilayloi, and without Yiras Hashem, you have nothing." So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, that the Yiras Hashem, he oitzaroi, that will be what holds your Torah. Otherwise, without Yiras Hashem, you will not have Torah. That's what it says. Amar lei, mashal. So he said, what's the mashal? Hell, that a master told his servant, hell li korchitim la'aliyah. Bring me up to my warehouse, I want you to bring up a weight, a core of chitim. I want you to bring up a core, I want you to bring up a core of chitim. So the Rav tells his master, the Rav tells his Eved, I want you to bring up a core of chitim. Halach v'halalo. So the Eved did it. Amalei, Rav taliba and kav chontin. Did you put in a kav? Now a kav compared to a saw is very little, but a kav of chontin. I don't know what chontin is exactly, but it's some sort of preservative. I didn't put that in. Amalei mutavim la'elisa. So why'd you bother taking the whole entire saw of wheat to my warehouse? In other words, you took the saw of wheat to my warehouse, but it's going to spoil now. The saw of wheat is going to spoil. So Tana de Beir Bishmol, Ma'arav Adam Kav Chumtim Bekor Shal Tvua Ve'ene Choshesh. Not only that, since the halacha is that you are supposed to, since if you don't put in a kav, a certain measurement, a kav of Chumtim, of this preservative, into a saw of wheat, it spoils. The halacha is, if I sell you a saw of wheat, you're allowed, if I'm allowed to mix in a kav, a little bit of this preservative, because otherwise the wheat is not going to last. Okay, so what is the mashal? What's the mashal? What are Chazal teaching us? Hine oylem mizeh avki yira ena ela mitzvah achas. Yiras Hashem is one mitzvah out of the 613. Yiras Hashem is one of them. Me'aminu b'yushami shekol mitzvahs einan shavus l'davar echa mina Torah. All mitzvahs are not even worth any. All mitzvahs together are not even worth equal to one word of Torah study. So why is it saying you need to mix in your shemayim? Why do you have to have your shemayim? You can welcome yira ain't a king. You need yira. But tzarech ba la'arev dugmas kav chomtim b'kor tvua. You need to have your yira Hashem is the preservative for your Torah. Ki b'loy zeh ain't a miskayemes. Without the kav, without that measurement of preservatives, your Torah will not be preserved. Ki yiras Hashem hi oitzara. The yiras Hashem is the oitzar. V'atorim ishtameres b'soich ha'yira. Ketvua b'soich ha'oitzar. When it says yiras Hashem hi oitzara, what that means is that the yira is the warehouse. What do you do in a warehouse? You store the grain. Yeah. But if you don't have a warehouse, then your grain will get ruined. Mm. But if you do have a warehouse that's empty, it's also not good. So the Yiras Hashem is the storehouse, it's the preservative. But what are you putting in the warehouse? So the reason why you need Yiras Hashem, the purpose of Yiras Shemaim, the purpose ultimately of Yiras Shemaim is to be the Otsar, to be the preservative that holds the Torah that you learn. So it says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Ach ein roi lasa kol hazman bebinyan oitzer. What, you didn't spend your whole life building the warehouse? If you spend your whole life building the warehouse, but you never actually work in the field to get your grain, so you have an empty warehouse, mazel tov. So that's what you worked your whole life to build a warehouse? Via hoitzer reik, we believe Torah. But then you built a warehouse, you have no Torah in there. Ki ikar ayira helios oitzer, mishmeres ha-Torah. The point of the warehouse is to fill it. You don't spend your whole life working to build a warehouse. You got to have a plan how you're filling the warehouse. And if you have no Torah with you, l'shav yir also, your Yiras Hashem is worthless. That's what he says. If you don't fill your, because the Yiras Hashem is the kav, it's the preservative. So imagine a guy's investing his whole life in buying preservative. Well, what do you want this for? Oh, in case I ever get grains, I don't want them to spoil. Well, then why don't you start getting grain? Instead of working your life to get the preservative and building the warehouse. Not only that, he says a warehouse is not called a warehouse if it's empty. You know what it's called? Four walls with a roof. Nothing. It's not called a storage unit if you're not storing anything in it. It's called, I don't know what. It's an empty room. It's only called a storage. So the purpose of Yiras Shemayim is to store your Torah. Because if you have Torah without Yiras Shemayim, then your Torah will get wasted. Won't affect you. You'll lose the Torah. But if you only have Yiras Shemayim, then you have a warehouse with no Torah. What's the point of that? And And that's why that Gemara is in middle, it's a mashal to selling. It's literally, you have to put it in the kav chumten, but you're not allowed to only sell a guy chumten. Lashmina dai kav chumten, damar tchila b'mashal ha-toru, dafko fi erich yarov yirav ha-toru ke-erich kav b'kor. So he says, not only that, I'm going to explain to you the mashal. Listen to this piece is unbelievable. He says, I'm going to tell you how much, if Chazal tell us, the mashal was, that the guy mixed in a kav of preservative into a sa'a of wheat. So those measurements must be specific. So let's figure out how much, what's the ratio of the preservative to the wheat itself, and that'll be the ratio of how much time you're supposed to spend on your shemayim versus learning. Okay? So he says, when you're learning, it's also your Shemayim. You're getting very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you're learning was set to Moshe in Sinai, like we learned last time. So you're literally connecting to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah Chadu is one. Okay? So he says, how much is it? So he says, how much is it? He says, a Torah hi ikar. Ubikur Torah dai kav yira. For a kur of Torah, you have a kav of yira. For hu erech chelek kuf pei. It's 1/180th. Okay? If you make the measurement, in, if you know what a kur is and a kav, so there's 180 kabin in a kur. So therefore, in about 15 hours of learning, 5 minutes of yira for every 15 hours of learning. That's what he says. So if a person spends the whole day yira, so you spend the whole day saying Tehillim, it's a lot of for all the Yerushalayim. So you spend the whole day saying Tehillim, and then you take a Mishnayis out at the end of the day. So what'd you do? You filled you have a Gevaldika warehouse. And then at the end of the day, you're sweating. And like, what'd you do? I built my warehouse. Oh, did you fill it? I forgot about that part. Let me, and you go put in one Mishnah, you know, on top. That's not, that's the opposite. So he's saying for every, right, if it's 180, so that means for every 3 hours is 1 minute, right? So that's what he's saying, for every 3 hours is 1 minute. So for 15 hours is 5 minutes. Right, so that's what he's saying. Saying if you properly learn 5 minutes of yira, that will be enough to carry you for the next 15 hours of learning. Okay, so he says, "Rak." However, when should you do those 15 minutes? Those 5 minutes? Shetiktum hayira latorah. You have to do it first, because if you don't do it first, then you're putting all the wheat on the street. Then they're gonna go put it in the street, bring it into the warehouse. No, you got to build the warehouse first. Once you build the rest, you can fill it up with Torah. So you can't just bring in the Yir Shemayim at the end of the day. You got to fill your day with Yira right away. You got to start your day off with Yira. Have a good, you know, L'shem Shemayim. And then, Shekoydim L'tar Yahar B'Yir HaShem, K'dei Shekir Yir Shechetor Kodemes L'Chachmasai, because the Mishnah Perkei Avos says you're supposed to have Yir Shemayim first, V'Tiskayim Chachmasai, and then it will be a Kiyum for the Chachma. K'inyin Sh'omar, E'rav T'kav Chondim. That's the Mashal with the guy. I don't want you to just bring up the wheat with no preservative, but I don't want you to spend your whole day with preservatives either. Okay? Okay, now, Avala Kolpanim, we started a little late, so I'm just, Avala Kolpanim, Ha'ikar hi ha-Torah, but the Ikar is the Torah. The Ha'yira hu rak oitzar, and the Yira is the storehouse. Hepech ha'oimrim, this is the opposite of those who say, ki ha'ikar hu ha'yira, that the main thing is the Yira, umal'igin alim de Torah, and they make fun of those who learn. Umivazin oisam, they even disgrace them. Va'oimrim shaloim et shaloi l'shma. You know what the big taina was, that the people that sit and learn in yeshiva, they're learning shaloi l'shma. So therefore, I would rather spend the whole day knowing what l'shma is. Yeah, you know what l'shma is, but then you're not learning. V'lakach mevazin oisam. And he says, it's not okay. It's not okay to say that someone that's learning and you think they're not learning Lishma, he's not doing the right thing. Why? Because it already says, right? He says, Amar Shabbat Machzil, Mutavu, Mutav Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. Anyway, he said, Akopanim Shneya Mukrachim, you need both. La Adam Torah v'Yira. Rak Yira he bedimyon ha'itzar. So you need both. So he says now he says a Gishmak Pshat in the Mishnah. So he says, this is the setup. The setup is it's not enough to do this or that, you need both. But the main thing has to be the Torah, that's their perspective. So he says now there are three possible Yetzaharas that a person could have. Three possible Yetzaharas. One is don't learn at all. Echot Shalei Lomli. Beis, even if he can convince you not to learn, the Yetzirah can't convince you not to learn. No, I'm going to learn. But he's going to convince you not to put in the preservative. So he's going to convince you not to do any Yira at all. So one is not to learn. One is to learn without Yira. And one is to, okay, only do Yira and not learning at all. So those are the three problems. So you got to do all three. You got to learn, and you have to make sure you have Yira, and you got to make sure you do in the right ratio.
Yira means what? Musar and like...
Yeah, making sure you're in the right perspective, that you're doing it for the purpose, not for your own self-aggrandizement. And you're doing it for the purpose, lishma, to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that your focus in life is to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of all this. But if you're just thinking the whole time, I'm doing this to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to think right now about how this ox gored this ox, and how much does that cost, and what does it mean, and how much do I have to pay, and if it died, and smells, and all that. You're not supposed to, and what if the ganev thinks this, and a ganev, how could a ganev want to steal, chas v'shalom, he's in the presence of Hashem. What's that the point? You're going to get carried out of hand if you start thinking about, the ganev has to do tshuva for what he did. I don't care if he has to do tshuva right now. Right now, I'm figuring out if he owes money, right? So right now, you have to learn the sugya. But he says you have to start the day thinking about lishma. The point of all this is to get closer to Hashem. So you have to start off the learning, say, I'm doing this to get close to Hashem. Okay, then you start learning. Once you're in the learning, you don't think about that anymore. Now when you're learning, let the learning carry you. He said, but if the learning is, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the learning is when you're filling up the oitzer. But without the oitzer, you're going to lose it all. So he says these three things is what the Mishnah is telling us. It says, ha'amidu talmidim harbe. You got to learn a lot. But asu siag lo Torah. You have to make a siag that you don't lose the Torah. That's the yira. So he says you got to do both. You have to, if I have a mesunim, but then you got to take time when you're learning. So it's teaching you what the mahalach of learning is. You got to learn patiently. You got to learn. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe. That's got to be the main thing. But also siag b'Torah. Don't forget about the siag, right? The siag is the fence around the Torah. You shouldn't lose it. That's the yira. But if you build a beautiful fence around your yard and you forgot to build your house, it's pretty pointless. So you have a great fence around your yard, but you're not in the yard. So you got to make sure you're doing both and do it in the right balance between the two. Okay. So that's again this philosophy of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, which Obviously, we're starting to understand more of his whole hashkafa. This fits right in with everything else we've learned.
So obviously, he was against the Hasidic movement. Yes.
Well, that's what he's coming to.
Why can't they all get along? I don't get it.
They all get along because they only get along nowadays because in those days, each one had to set the other one straight.
But now they're okay.
That's what I'm saying. Now that's what I was saying before. Nowadays. The Chassidus is in the yeshiva world, and learning is in the Chassidus. The Chassidim have koilim and learning and whatever, and yeshivas are full of the Chassidus Hasvar. So now that works. But in those days, they had to establish the framework.
The groundwork.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Good night.
Shkoyach, everybody. Okay, now you got the new number. This will be the new number moving forward. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Okay, be well.
Bye.
Be well, Doc.
Thank you.
Shkoyach.